It's now time for a segment we call Reality Check. It's with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Reporter Suvan Lee joins us with a story about who's funding a campaign for a ballot question that voters will see next month. Morning, Suvan.
Good morning.
So now we've been talking about this, I guess, last month as well. So what's the latest?
Yeah, so the story that my colleague Nathan Eagle and I wrote for today was about the latest campaign spending filings from non-candidate committees, and this dealt with the Con-Am and the Con-Con, which, as you know, are the two ballot questions that are going to be on the election. So we reported out the numbers of campaign contributions and expenditures for these two issues. Now, focusing on the Con-Am, the constitutional amendment, which proposes a state surcharge on real property tax for the public education funding, we have the two main groups that are either for or against this issue reporting their latest numbers, and that's what we reported out today.
Right, and the Chamber of Commerce has certainly dug deep to donate.
Yeah, and that was kind of the surprising thing here. Now, their donation number didn't quite make this latest round of reports because it's so new. The latest round covers the period from August 12th to September 26th. But when I interviewed the head of the Chamber of Commerce Hawaii yesterday, she told me herself that the chamber was donating $600,000 to a political action committee called Affordable Hawaii Coalition, which is a new PAC that's been created to oppose the Con-Am.
Right. And then the Hawaii Teachers Association that represents public school teachers, I know, I think has gotten some money from the outside as well to wage a campaign.
Well, most of their money is actually coming from within the HSTA. Now, their PAC is called HSTA for Schools Our Keiki Deserve, and they put in $500,000 into that PAC, and they also got about $100,000 from their parent affiliate, which is the National Education Association. So already you see with the Hawaii Chamber of Commerce's $600,000 donation, Affordable Hawaii Coalition is already outpacing the HSTA in terms of outside donations to a certain degree. And I should note that they also got about $155,000 from other individual business groups and entities that we reported today.
Right. And I know when you talk with HSTA that they were discussing some type of a protest today.
Well, they sent out a news release yesterday encouraging teachers at certain public schools to stage a walk-in protest. And really what that is I gathered from the news release, sort of encouraging them to kind of show their support for the Con-Am and for lack of funding in the public schools by just sort of walking into the schools and into class in solidarity, sort of more as a symbolic show. I don't know how many people participated. Certainly it was early this morning. So I think it's just part of their overall, I guess, efforts and campaign to sort of show support for the Con-Am and to raise awareness for it to the public.
Right. And the other issue that your article looked at was the Con-Con. So where are we at on that? The Constitutional
right,
Convention.
So in the article that Nathan and I wrote today, the Con-Con is also one of the ballot issues that outside groups had to report their spending for. Now, it's interesting because when we talk about the Con-Con, only one group has formed so far that's solely focused on the question. That's called Preserve Our Hawaii. Nathan also wrote that the only registered group spending money on the Con-Con question so far is United Public Workers Union, which has spent about $9,000 opposing a Con-Con so far, but not too much other activity so far on that issue. But I think, you know, we still have about a month left to go, so we'll see what happens. The next campaign spending reports are due October 29th. And of course, that's the first deadline for the candidates themselves to report their spending.
All right. Well, thanks. We know that you folks are on it, and we'll be tracking this. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Suvan Lee, reporter with Honolulu Civil Beat. To read the story, go to civilbeat.org.